I am standing in the main departure hall of Prague's main train station. Right to me, a group of homeless men stares into nowhere, drinking cheap wine. Fast food stands are scattered around, offering rather overpriced refreshment. Not a welcoming sight. Dark, dirty corners and hallways have given the main train station a bad reputation. It is now perceived as a dangerous and disgusting place, and you wouldn't want to spend too much time here. It would be difficult to find a single person, local or foreign, who would be proud of this getaway to the Czech capital. This nightmare is soon to come to its end. The capital's biggest train station, which was built in the 70s, is to undergo a major refurbishment. If there are no delays, it should kick off this autumn. And in about 4 years' time, it should resemble an airport hall and become a center of traveling as well as leisure time.
They did a similar project, for example, with the Rome Terminus station, which was completely refurbished and which can be a kind of example what the station should look like in the 21st century.
Says Aleš Ondruj, the spokesperson of the Czech Railways, about Grandi Stazioni, the Italian company that is going to reconstruct Prague's Hlavní nádraží, or main train station.
It looks more like a shopping mall, it looks like a center both of traveling and also of other activities. It's not only about traveling stations, today are about meeting people, going for shopping, going for services like hairdresser, medical services, cinemas and so on. And this is the way what we would like to go and do also here in Prague. That's why we decided for Grandi Stazioni.
According to the Italian company's plan, the changes to the building itself are, apart from a new entry, not going to be recognizable from outside. The project includes a new car park on the roof of the station's new building, while in the historical part of the building, the Art Nouveau Fanta Café has been promised a significant improvement and will hopefully attract more visitors. By the way, the Fanta Café gets its name from Josef Fanta. He was the architect of the station, which was completed in 1909. The budget for the reconstruction comes to $28 million. The project will be financed through the public-private partnership system, with Grandi Stazioni set to get its investment back in the years to come from rents of the future high-profile spaces.
The benefit for Czech Railways is the modernized infrastructure, it's the modern station. This way of financing is saving Czech Railways sources for investment in modernization of carriages and so on. Commercial partner gets the money back from the rent, and Czech Railways has the benefit of having the modern infrastructure.
The modernization of Hlavní nádraží has been a matter of discussion for some years. The inner areas of the spacious building are not a pretty sight, and although positioned close to the center and on a busy metro line, people avoid it. The main reason for this is groups of homeless people lingering in the halls and in the park in front of the building. Architect Patrik Kotas, the brains behind the project and the author of the final plan, believes that the modernization is going to stop the station being a haven for the homeless.
Změna prostředí, změna charakteru prostředí zároveň vytlačí i ty skupiny, které se tam nebudou cítit.
Changing the environment at the main railway station, changing its character and surroundings, is going to push away those groups. They will not feel comfortable there anymore. It is a paradox that these days it is the other way round, which is wrong. The main station feels safe and comfortable to the homeless, while for the rest, the 95% of people who use the station as passengers don't feel safe and comfortable at all.
Among other projects conceived by Patrik Kotas are the metro station Rajská Zahrada, a colorful Barrandov tram line, and transport designs. Hlavní nádraží is a question of prestige, he says.
Hlavní nádraží, to je srdíčko železnic, českých železnic, československých železnic a je to nádherná stavba.
The main railway station is the heart of the Czech rail network. And it is a beautiful building. When I was a child, I used to walk down Vinohradská street, at the bottom of which there is a great view of the station. The sight of trains departing and arriving, those steel halls, engines, and the Arnouveau buildings by Fanta, that is something that has always stayed in my mind as one of the beautiful symbols of Prague.
The project is meant to restore the beauty of the original project in harmony with new contemporary elements. The difference between the two time periods should be easy to recognize without either becoming dominant.
Je jasné, že na spoustu věcí můžeme mít různé názory, ale na takový ten základní tah.
It's obvious that we have different views on many things, but the main idea and the image of the project is more or less the same. I think that the main worry is the aim of Grandi Stazioni, which is to bring commercial elements to the main station. It might give rise to a fear that it will be turned into a shopping mall. But that's not going to happen. As long as I am part of the project, it isn't going to happen.
Says Patrick Kotas about the cooperation with the architects who designed the original extension in the 70s. Under Czech law, an original architect and a new architect have to agree on all changes to an existing design. One of the two architects who created the look of the main train station was Alena Šrámková. What has she got to say about the cooperation with Patrick Kotas?
Velice dobře to nefunguje, ale pokusy tu jsou, oni od nás objednávají.
It is not working very well, but we're both trying. We've decided which walls are going to stay and which are going to be new, and what they're going to look like. We're meeting again tomorrow, and we're most likely going to argue again. It has been going on for 2 years now, and it is always the same. We tell them what they have done wrong, because they don't understand our point of view, and ask them to do it again.
Says Alena Šrámková. After all, the building of the main train station is her child. In her opinion, only 4 good buildings were built back in the 70s, with the main station as one of them. I would like to see it listed among sites of historical interest, she says. We should protect the architecture of 60s and 70s.
Believe me, it is very painful work, for us as well as for the new designer. He cannot get his head around why certain things are the way they are, how they were made in a certain way, and how we perceive them. He doesn't understand it because his approach to art is different. He's more interested in design, round shapes, ellipses, and would like to use more of those. But we are not willing to approve it. He should comply with our requests, but it is very hard for him.
The law is just one of many obstacles that might delay the whole reconstruction. But so far, everybody seems to be optimistic and believes that in 4 years' time, the halls of the main train station will offer both comfort and entertainment. As Patrick Kotas put it, people might even go to a train station for a date, something difficult to imagine today.
The main purpose is that there won't be groups of people that expect the same services as at a street market. What we want are clients similar to those at an airport. And for sure, there should not be stands with sausages, bread and mustard served on plastic plates and beer in plastic cups.
Přijede k nástupišti číslo 6.